DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh my goodness, welcome to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. There is so much going on in the great state of Minnesota, not just the Twin Cities. I'm talking about all over the state. And we are so excited to talk about Chanhassen Dinner Theaters tonight. Why? Because Will Dusick is joining us tonight. He is playing the role of Frankie Valli in Jersey Boys at Chanhassen Theater. They are working on it right now. And of course, Will is beyond excited and grateful to be making this Chanhassen Dinner Theater's debut. He is a recent graduate of Illinois Wesleyan University with a BFA in music theater. And when not on stage, he can be found frolicking in nature at the gym or hiding in a thrift store. He also finds a lot of joy in the theater through the stage combat, you know, and the choreography world. He would like to thank all of the teachers, his friends, his colleagues, and his family for their ongoing support and love. And, of course, Will hopes that you will enjoy Jersey Boys as well. So Will is a fresh new face in the Twin Cities theater scene and is destined for greatness. Seriously, this is what they are saying at Chanhassen. He is destined for greatness. And he joins us now right here on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, Will.
Hi, Geraldine.
Hey, now, dude, you're playing Frankie Valli.
Yeah.
Have you done it before?
No, I've never done this show before. I had listened to the soundtrack, and my grandfather, my dad's dad, was a huge fan of the Four Seasons growing up and would only listen to 60s on the radio. And if he didn't, he was playing the Four Seasons. So I grew up listening to that music as well.
So many people say the Four Seasons Quartet is simply phenomenal. Now, you guys are going to have to do this at Chanhassen. How is it going? When you hear the music, are you saying to yourself, oh, my gosh, this is even better than I expected?
It's phenomenal. The three other guys that I'm working with, Shad, David, and Sam, that are playing the other three seasons are just joys to work with. They were extremely prepared. They always bring a really fun energy into the rehearsal room. And today, the entire cast just had the privilege of singing along the entire score with the pit orchestra, and they are wonderful. We have some of the best musicians in the Twin Cities out there, and they were phenomenal to work with. So I think it's going to sound really killer, and the audiences are going to love it.
Yeah. So do you guys, like, bring friends or something to some of the rehearsals so they can hear it? Because I know that the rehearsals are really critical. You got to be tight. You got to know what you're doing. And some people do it very quickly. They jump right in. And others, some people are hesitant. And when you decided, okay, I'm going to do this, was there any fear?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my goodness. I grew up, in the St. Paul area. And while I had never seen a Chanhassen show actually until I saw The Prom, the show that they just closed two nights ago, and it was absolutely gorgeous message, a wonderful show. I had grown up in the Twin Cities hearing about Chanhassen and just their reputation for being creating some amazing theater, and I was nervous. I mean, coming into that, there's a lot of people in this cast in particular that had worked there before or had been working actors in the Twin Cities. So there was a lot of people that knew each other already. And I was kind of not only the new guy coming in, but also was in the title role of Frankie Valli. So yeah, there was definitely some nervousness. I just wanted to show up and I didn't want to ever be the person that was slowing the process down. And I wanted to also, while doing my job to the best of my ability, also bring a good energy in and make some friends. I was very excited.
Yeah, it sounds like you're just having a great time. I am curious to know, though, if Jersey Boys, sometimes people say that's hard because it's like the 12th longest, running production in Broadway history. And when you hear numbers like that, some people get really nervous about it, but you seem really relaxed. And I'm curious about what this means to you. Jersey Boys is a vibrant, highly beloved hit presented in a popular story format that dramatizes the formation, success, and eventual breakup of the prolific 1960s rock and roll group Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. You know, every time I hear this, I go, bands are still breaking up today. Just look at Korean pop. They're constantly breaking up. This is the way things happen. Have you been a band yourself that wasn't on the theater stage? Are you a singer first and foremost?
Yes. I'm a singer first and foremost, or a musician, and that was partially because I grew up having two parents as musicians. My lovely mother is still a music teacher through K through eighth grade, and she's wonderful. But no, I have never had the privilege to have been in a rock band, although that sounds very, very cool.
Yeah, it sounds really cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is exciting. You get a chance to play this, the number one role in this piece. And I can only imagine how nervous you were when you first read the script or you first started researching. But now here you are, relaxed and ready to go. Are you saying to us tonight that, hey, it's going to be so fantastic, you better show up because we're going to get down? Is it that sort of thing?
You better come see this show.
Oh, I'm coming, darling. I'm coming just meet you.
I'm excited then.
Congratulations to you, Will. I mean, really, this is a big deal. And to know that it's at Chan Hassen Dinner Theaters and that you're going to be running this show, what, for 6 months maybe?
I think it's around 9. We're running from, I believe, February all the way as of now, or from June all the way into February as of now.
That's amazing. So when is the opening day?
Opening day is actually this week. Our first preview is Friday night, June 16th.
Friday night, June 16th. You're getting it done, dude. I can't wait to see what else you're going to do in the future. But Jersey Boys is on the docket. Congratulations to you. People want tickets. All they have to do is go to chanhassendt.com. Again, that's chanhassendt.com for dinner theater. And just know that we all got to come out and see this man play this role. I just need y'all to know. We need to get together and have big tables just to support him, because this is his first time doing this at the Chan Hassen. Do I have that right, Will?
Yes, Jalen, yeah. You do.
Well done, sir. Take care of yourself. I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much. I look forward to meeting you in person.
Thank you. Wow. Here's the thing, you guys. It's not easy when it's your first time doing a show. Not easy at all. That's why I'm not an actress. I've tried to do plays, and I've done, several of them. I was in Gospel at Colonus, and that was my favorite. And I have to admit, though, I don't see myself as an actress. I am a performer, a singer, and that is what my gift is. That's the God idea for my life. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. The real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Welcome back, everyone. Yes, you got to take a listen to this song. Oh, yeah. I love it. And who is it by? Ben Noble. That's right. He's a local musician. And the name of that song is When the Mountains Fall. And he is joining us now to talk about a big event coming up for him. Ben, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. That is smooth, man. Okay. That's as sexy. It's smooth. Tell me how you created that.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much just created it. I mean, honestly, all on the computer, unfortunately. I wish it was cooler than that. But yeah, I just made a bunch of stuff on my computer, and then I just sang whatever buttery smooth thing I could think.
So in this whole face of buttery, is it that you wanted this to be sexy? You wanted it that kind of vibe, or did you go too far? Did you ever stop and think and keep listening to it over and over again, and then you say, oh, man, maybe I did too much of that?
I mean, I would say, I don't know, maybe not necessarily that for the whole record, but yeah. There is something about sort of like a pure, innocent voice kind of hovering over some, I don't know, more crazy, like underlying layers of instruments. You know, it can really create a lot of drama, I suppose.
Is there more music like that on the CD or on the album?
Yeah. A lot of it is fairly experimental. There's some heavier stuff, and then there's some even more ambient, even like more ballad type stuff on there as well.
I'm just saying that's going to make people's liver quiver. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. It's great.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so When the Mountains Fall is the song you just heard, just a little bit of it, but also The Lonely Ones and Mr. Christian Whiteman. Who is he and why did he get a song title?
Oh, he is too many people that I know. So I had to.
That's why it all comes together, no spaces in between?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Man.
It's not one particular person, but just an amalgamation of so many very interesting and cringy white men that I know.
Okay, so Ben, you're unique. You are a unique. There's no doubt about it. And then I can just imagine you sitting down and coming up with these ideas. How does that work for you when you write songs? Is it a certain time of day? Is there a certain place that you need to be in order for that inspiration to spark?
Well, I mean, I'll say I'm a father of two young kids, and so I have just learned to make stuff whenever I can. You know, I wish that I had a super consistent rhythm, but I have found overall and over time, just any time that I have the chance to sit down and write, I just got to go for it. And I feel like just that creates a sense of desperation that makes it, I don't know. It makes it just feel super urgent. Like I have to write, I have to write, I have to write. And then, yeah, as you show up consistently to that, you know, maybe there are sessions where you don't really get anything. And then other sessions you get a lot, you know, but I've, and making multiple, just a bunch of records over the past few years.
How many records?
For this project, this is my third for this project, but I'm also a producer. I have a couple other side projects, and I work with other artists as well. And so I, too many to count, honestly.
Look, if we meet an artist and they don't, you know, have a whole bunch of stuff that's happening, you know, where you're trying to get it all done, then I'd have to stop and go, are you sure? Are you sure you're an artist? Because really, that's how it goes, right? That's how it goes.
Yep.
Okay, so you got this big event coming up. Tell us more.
Okay, so I actually had a release show at Ice House on June 2nd, so it already passed. Mm-hmm. But it was a really good night. It was a chance to celebrate the record. And, I printed vinyl for the first time. So I was selling vinyl records and man, it was really cool to just have that in my hands and, you know, see that go out to a bunch of people.
Isn't this your second time being with me on radio?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So when I saw your name pop up again, I was like, what is he doing now? But Ice House is kind of your space, right? Your place where you love to be.
It's a great place. You know, it's a great environment. They recently redid a lot of the bar and everything. So just a really cool layout over there.
Yeah. I should say that you produced this piece, this album, but it was also with a man named Chris Bartles. Do I have that correct?
Yep.
And it was mastered by Darren Vermaas. Tell me a little bit about Darren.
Darren is a guy that I've never actually met. I don't even know where he lives.
You just handed it to him and he did it, right?
Yep. Yeah. He's actually worked with Chris a lot. And I've worked with him. I've sent some of my recording clients to him over the past and he's just a great guy.
Yeah. The only one I know out of this list is JT Bates and he's the drummer. It says 7:10. So those are the two songs he plays on.
Right.
Number 7 and number 10. Well, I'm curious to know more about this particular album. When you present this piece at the Ice House, are you going to have an opening act?
Yes. So it was Cara Loudon. She's also a local artist. She has put out a handful of records over the past few years. A pretty good friend.
Okay. So the Ice House show had already passed. So what's coming up on the 26th? Do I have that correct?
26th.
June 26th?
No, actually nothing is done. Sorry about that.
You're killing me, man.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to live, darling. I'm trying to live.
Yep.
Well, congratulations to you. I know that you'll be planning something soon, and I really would like to know about it. So please let us know, because I'd love to come and hear you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Deal, dude. If people want more information about you and your music, where do they go?
Yep. Yeah, so you can find me on all the social media accounts, just at Ben Noble Music, BENNOBLE Music. And you can also, on my website, is bennoblemusic.com. I keep stuff fairly updated. So, those will be the sites.
Thanks so much for joining us tonight. You take care. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, coming up as our last guest, it'll be, in fact, we'll just talk about that when it happens instead of me trying to pronounce the name right now. It is now 9:27, and of course, we'll be back with more weather and, of course, more guests. Stay tuned. It is now 9:33 here at WCCO, and I am so excited about this interview tonight. Have you ever heard of the conductor Andre Raphael? Well, let me tell you, he is quite remarkable. I have been looking at his picture, reading as much as I could earlier today about him. And he will be working with the Minnesota Orchestra coming up for a Juneteenth event that even my sister is a part of. So I'm so excited about it. He is acclaimed for his creative programming and versatility. Conductor Andre Raphael is renowned renowned for his compelling musical performances, a dynamic podium presence. He has also developed a reputation as a skilled communicator. Rafael has led critically acclaimed festivals, world premieres, and commissioned works by Richard Danielpour and Jennifer Higdon and Kenneth Fuchs, and we could go on and on. Even Hannibal Lacumba, who I've had a chance to work with, but my sister has worked with him a lot. He is a remarkable man, and he joins us now to talk about what is coming up for Juneteenth. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you.
Welcome to WCCO Radio and welcome to the Twin Cities. It's so exciting that we have the right to really celebrate Juneteenth and that the whole nation can do it without worrying. And coming up with an idea of what the program would look like, was this a challenge for you, or was this something that was already offered to you?
It wasn't a challenge because I think that music can be such a powerful entry point for us to celebrate historical events, particularly with Juneteenth. This is the case, you know, with this Juneteenth celebration of freedom. So then it really became a matter of looking at works, music that perhaps really addressed freedom, like the old spiritual "O Freedom," which will be a part of a medley that Jovita will sing, but it's also a part of the three spirituals, which the orchestra will play as well. And then we also have Copeland's Lincoln Portrait on the program, and this is important because it uses portions of, you know, Lincoln's speeches, and one of the most poignant portions that it uses is the line when Lincoln says, "As I would not be a slave, so I would not be a master." Mm. And then to think about the second half of the program, we also have works by James P. Johnson, who was really the father of stride piano and a very important composer in the 1920s and 30s, sort of gives us an entree, if you will, into the final piece on the program, which is William Grant Still's Afro-American Symphony, a very important symphony because Still was the first black composer to have his work played by a major American orchestra.
I am so grateful. Go right ahead, sir.
You know, there's just a lot of history that's part of this presentation of Celebration of Freedom, and it also in some ways mirrors some of the strides that have been made in classical music as well.
As you make these strides, I can just imagine what that must feel like for you as you keep moving up and forward. And as you go from city to city, state to state, country to country with your gifts, the challenges sometimes when it comes to a Juneteenth program is that not every city, not every state, and not every country is welcoming that, right? Even right here in our own country, that can be a difficult thing. But now that it's legal, it seems as though we can do whatever we want to do when it comes to the music of Juneteenth. So this was not a big challenge for you, really coming up with the songs that you felt really made a difference and would resonate with those who knew about Juneteenth and those who don't.
No, it really wasn't. And I think that you touch upon something that's very important. This, of course, is a big moment for the Minnesota Orchestra as the first ever presentation of a Juneteenth program. Mm. And we, of course, know the history of the recent history of Minneapolis within the last 3 years and George Floyd. And but we also sense from a national perspective the kind of changes that have been made there. And so I think this program is not only a celebration, but in a way it's reflective of that change, that hopefully that gradual change and the progress that we are making as a country.
I was so excited to see those who are involved in this, Malcolm Jamal Werner, as well as our own Supreme Court Justice, Minnesota Supreme Court Justice, that is joining us, Alan Page. I am so excited who will be on the stage. Am I missing anyone?
And, of course, Jovita Steele.
Well, yeah. Exactly. Forgive me for that one.
Well, Geraldine, this is really wonderful for me because Jovita and I have worked together on a couple of occasions, notably on Hannibal's African Portraits, both with the St. Louis Symphony and the Philadelphia Orchestra. But it's been many years since we worked together, and so it'll be wonderful for me, and hopefully at some point I'll have a chance to work with the rest of the Steele family.
Oh, I hope so, sir. I tell you, and the smile on your face, there was a picture where you were smiling, and I was so excited about that. There was some comfort in your face, and, you know, you look at people, you can glean kind of who they are just from their face. And so I just want you to know, I stared at your picture for a while, and I kept thinking to myself, who is he? Where is he from? Are you from another country? Are you from here in the United States?
I am an American conductor born here in Durham, North Carolina. That's my original hometown. But, you know, all of my education was here. But as is the case, as you know, musically, I've worked all over the world. And, you know, one of the greatest things I always say about music is the being able to share it with others. So you mentioned some of the other artists on this program, Justice Alan C. Page, very familiar to folks in Minnesota. This is going to be very powerful because he will be narrating Copland's Lincoln Portrait. Mm. And then I felt really strongly that we should have Malcolm Jamal Warren.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning staring at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, "Drop it."
It is now 9:33 here at WCCO, and I am so excited about this interview tonight. Have you ever heard of the conductor Andre Raphael? Well, let me tell you, he is quite remarkable. I have been looking at his picture, reading as much as I could earlier today about him, and he will be working with the Minnesota Orchestra coming up for a Juneteenth event that even my sister is a part of, so I'm so excited about it. He is acclaimed for his creative programming and versatility. Conductor Andre Raphael is renowned for his compelling musical performances, a dynamic podium presence. He has also developed a reputation as a skilled communicator. Raphael has led critically acclaimed festivals, world premieres, and commissioned works by Richard Danielpour and Jennifer Higdon and Kenneth Fuchs, and we could go on and on. Even Hannibal Lacumba, who I've had a chance to work with, but my sister has worked with him a lot. He is a remarkable man, and he joins us now to talk about what is coming up for Juneteenth. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you.
Welcome to WCCO Radio and welcome to the Twin Cities. It's so exciting that we have the right to really celebrate Juneteenth and that the whole nation can do it without worrying. And coming up with an idea of what the program would look like, was this a challenge for you, or was this something that was already offered to you?
It wasn't a challenge because I think that music can be such a powerful entry point for us to celebrate historical events, particularly with Juneteenth. It's the case, you know, with this Juneteenth celebration of freedom. So then it really became a matter of looking at works, music that perhaps really addressed freedom, like the old spiritual "O Freedom," which will be a part of a medley that Jovita will sing, but it's also a part of the three spirituals, which the orchestra will play as well. And then we also have Copeland's Lincoln Portrait on the program, and this is important because it uses portions of, you know, Lincoln's speeches, and one of the most poignant portions that it uses is the line when Lincoln says, "As I would not be a slave, so I would not be a master." Mm. And then to think about the second half of the program, we also have works by James P. Johnson, who was really the father of stride piano and a very important composer in the 1920s and 30s, sort of gives us an entree, if you will, into the final piece on the program, which is William Grant Still's Afro-American Symphony, a very important symphony because Still was the first black composer to have his work played by a major American orchestra.
I am so grateful. History, oh, go right ahead, sir.
You know, there's just a lot of history that's part of this presentation of Celebration of Freedom, and it also in some ways mirrors some of the strides that have been made in classical music as well.
As you make these strides, I can just imagine what that must feel like for you as you keep moving up and forward. And as you go from city to city, state to state, country to country with your gifts, the challenge is sometimes when it comes to a Juneteenth program is that not every city, not every state, and not every country is welcoming that, right? Even right here in our own country, that can be a difficult thing. But now that it's legal, it seems as though we can do whatever we want to do when it comes to the music of Juneteenth. So this was not a big challenge for you, really coming up with the songs that you felt really made a difference and would resonate with those who knew about Juneteenth and those who don't.
No, it really wasn't. And I think that you touch upon something that's very important. This, of course, is a big moment for the Minnesota Orchestra as the first ever presentation of a Juneteenth program. Mm. And we, of course, know the history of the recent history of Minneapolis within the last 3 years and George Floyd and But we also sense from a national perspective the kind of changes that have been made there. And so I think this program is not only a celebration, but in a way it's reflective of that change, that hopefully that gradual change and the progress that we are making as a country.
I was so excited to see those who are involved in this, Malcolm Jamal Werner, as well as our own Supreme Court Justice, Minnesota Supreme Court Justice, that is joining us, Alan Page. I am so excited who will be on the stage. Am I missing anyone?
And of course, Jovita Steele.
Well, yeah. Exactly. Forgive me for that one.
Well, this is, Geraldine, this is really wonderful for me because Jovita and I have worked together on a couple of occasions, notably on Hannibal's African Portraits, both with the St. Louis Symphony and the Philadelphia Orchestra. But it's been many years since we worked together, and so it'll be wonderful for me, and hopefully at some point I'll have a chance to work with the rest of the Steele family.
Oh, I hope so, sir. I tell you, and the smile on your face, there was a picture where you were smiling, and I was so excited about that. There was some comfort in your face, and, you know, you look at people, you can glean kind of who they are just from their face. And so I just want you to know, I stared at your picture for a while, and I kept thinking to myself, who is he? Where is he from? Are you from another country? Are you from here in the United States?
I am an American conductor born here in Durham, North Carolina. That's my original hometown. But, you know, all of my education was here. But as is the case, as you know, musically, I've worked all over the world. And, you know, one of the greatest things I always say about music is the being able to share it with others. So you mentioned some of the other artists on this program, Justice Alan C. Page, very familiar to folks in Minnesota. This is going to be very powerful because he will be narrating Copeland's Lincoln Portrait. Mm. And then I felt really strongly that we should have Malcolm Jamal Warner, wonderful actor, but also a wonderful spoken word poet. And he's going to give us some words about freedom and about Juneteenth. And I think because of his connection with the spoken word community and with the larger audience in general, I think it will be a very powerful part of the program.
You know, here in the great state of Minnesota, we still have the challenges of trying to get as many people of color into Orchestra Hall, right? To hear the orchestra and to really glean what they are doing and how it is to feel or how it makes you feel, that sort of thing. I am always in awe of that. Has that always been, or has it ever been a challenge for you to present the music that slaves and African Americans have had to sing these songs just to try to heal, and you're presenting it sometimes to an audience that doesn't really understand it?
Hmm. It's a very good question. You know, the music, as you know, is so rich. It's so authentic in itself that I find it's often just a way, just a matter of trying to find the right context to bring it to people. Now, I think that we all feel, maybe it's a moment, but hopefully it's not just a moment, that people are much more open to receiving this music now. You know, there was a time when I conducted, for example, the Steele Afro-American Symphony, when even the orchestras themselves weren't so interested in it. But I've seen a sea change in the approach of orchestras, and this is a sort of a broad generalization, but in the way they approach that piece and the understanding that they now have of it, of where the music comes from. And I think that's all we really want, is for people to be appreciative of the history and understanding the history. So this Juneteenth program is a great way to to bring this music to people.
And to appreciate it as well as to respect it as well. I think that is really a challenge here in the great state of Minnesota. When I first moved here in 1978, I've been here over 44 years. I have to tell you, I kept asking people, where are the people of color? Where are we? It almost seemed as though we didn't exist. And so we've come a long way here in this great state. And I look at the Minnesota Orchestra and how far their music has come, their relationships with other communities. It's just been beautiful. So I think you're going to have a great time being here for this great event on the 23rd of June. And we are honored to have you. So I hope I get a chance to meet you because I will be there. I think I'm on the second row. So don't be surprised if you hear somebody, you know, just kind of wait or see someone waving at you because I just want to say hi.
We encourage enthusiasm for the concert. And yes, I'm so looking forward actually to being back in Minnesota in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. I last worked with the orchestra, I think it was almost 30 years ago. This will be really wonderful to come back and to experience a bit of what you've spoken about the strides that the Minnesota Orchestra has made in reaching the Black community, and to be a part of what I think is really an important change going on there.
It is a change that is absolutely necessary. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Just to talk to you has just been, let's just say I'm standing taller. So thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
All right, take care, Andre.
My pleasure. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Andre Raphael. And, of course, he's the conductor of this event that is happening on June 23rd. This is at Orchestra Hall. It starts at 8 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken. Please go and get your tickets. It is well worth it. Some people will think, oh, God, I don't want to hear about Black people and this whole Juneteenth thing. Hey, I tell you, you can learn something. You'll learn good things. You'll learn special things. And you'll learn things that may bring you joy. So try it out. Just go to MinnesotaOrchestra.org. There you go. We'll be back in a moment. Oh, my goodness. It is now 9:50 here at WCCO Radio. I am so excited to talk about a place that I landed. When I landed here in 1978, I started going to this church just to hear the choir. My brother JD was conducting and my brother Fred was playing the organ or the piano. And I remember the love that I had for this church. And it's called Pilgrim Baptist Church. It is a very special church. And I am here to talk about tonight with my guest, Althea Rupert, to really talk about where the church has been in this 160 years. It's just remarkable and how the slaves built this place. And there's so many questions. We might as well just bring her on right now. Hello, Althea. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you very much.
This is a big deal, and some people may not understand it. Let's put it in order of what it really means for this church to have Founders Day in 2023.
Well, it is a very special celebration for us. The church has been in existence for 160 years. The founders of this church, it was founded actually during the Civil War, and the founders were escaped slaves who started out in Jefferson City, Missouri. They were motivated to escape because of the brutal whipping of their minister, Robert Thomas Hickman, for visiting his wife and his son, who lived on a different plantation. And so with the help of the Underground Railroad, the Union soldiers, and the ship, the War Eagle, Hickman and the other former slaves escaped and eventually wound up in Minnesota and founded this great church called Pilgrim Baptist Church.
It is a remarkable story. And if I'll never forget the first time I walked in there and I saw the stained glass and I thought, oh, my gosh, look at this. Look at the images on this stained glass. I mean, I was in tears. I had never seen that in a church before. Do you still hear people talking about those images on the windows?
Definitely, yes. Those are also very special. In the stained glass windows on one side, those are images of previous pastors of Pilgrim. Mm. Also, there is an image of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. On the other side of the church, there are images that are various symbols of the church.
That's amazing. It is. Seriously, the first time I walked inside, I thought I was in a magical place. I had never seen that in a church before. And I know in Gary, Indiana, our church had a mural on the wall of Jesus with a fro, an afro, right? And the dark skin. And I always took that image in and I thought, okay, this is what I'm going to believe in. But at Pilgrim Baptist Church here in the great state of Minnesota in St. Paul, I could not believe my eyes when I laid my eyes on those stained glass windows. So if you don't, anyone listening, if you don't do anything else, find a way to go to a service and hear the pastor, hear the music, feel the spirit, and please look at the stained glass windows. It is so important. So we are here tonight to talk about not just the history, but where you've been and where you are going. Can you tell us where the church is going now?
Well, right now, our current pastor is the Reverend Dr. Charles L. Gill. He is our pastor and our spiritual leader. And under Pastor Gill's 19 years of leadership, Pilgrim's Ministries support the well-being of the congregation and the surrounding community. So over the years, Pilgrim's activities have included community advocacy regarding the Minnesota Light Rail, hosting scout troops, sponsoring the Blessed Saints Teen Ministry, hosting a program for seniors that includes informational sessions and nutrition, hosting a chapter of Alcoholics Anonymous, sponsoring men and women's prison ministries, sponsoring a community garden, and awarding scholarships for higher education.
And of course, you have all of these children that are so involved in the church as well with their parents and, you know, having those troops, the Girl Scouts and all of that. Was it Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts that you had there or still have, in fact?
Well, over the years, we've had both Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. Currently, we have the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts. And that is another very special feature of Pilgrim Baptist Church.
Right.
Since the inception of the scout troop at Pilgrim.
Mm-hmm. And how many years have they been doing this?
It's over 30 years.
30 years. Bravo,
sponsored.
Darling. Bravo. Oh, this is remarkable. Okay, we got to quickly go. I want to make sure that we mention the gala that is happening on June 24th, correct?
That is correct. We are going to have a celebration on Saturday, June 24th, and it's a banquet at the Hilton, the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport Hilton at 3800 American Boulevard. The meet and greet starts at 5:30, and the doors open at 6. For the adults, the tickets are $80. Children 12 and under, $40. And I can tell you that I attended the taste testing and the meal choices are all very good.
Oh, my goodness. And, of course, Dr. McDavid is going to speak that night as well. It's going to be so much fun. A lot of music with my brother, Billy Steele. I'll be there emceeing. You do not want to miss this, you guys. Come on down to the Hilton over at the airport because we're going to have a good time. So if you hear a lot of people singing and dancing and having a ball, yeah, that's all of us. Seriously. It's been a pleasure being on with you.
Well,
thank you, Althea.
You. Okay, thank you.
All right. So much. Have a good night. Good night, everyone. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. It is now 9:50 here at WCCO Radio. I am so excited to talk about a place that I landed. When I landed here in 1978, I started going to this church just to hear the choir. My brother JD was conducting and my brother Fred was playing the organ or the piano. And I remember the love that I had for this church. And it's called Pilgrim Baptist Church. It is a very special church. And I am here to talk about tonight with my guest, Althea Rupert. expert to really talk about where the church has been in this 160 years. It's just remarkable on how the slaves built this place. And there's so many questions. We might as well just bring her on right now. Hello, Althea. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you very much.
This is a big deal, and some people may not understand it. Let's put it in order of what it really means for this church to have Founders Day in 2023.
Well, it is a very special celebration for us. The church has been in existence for 160 years. The founders of this church, it was founded actually during the Civil War, and the founders were escaped slaves who started out in Jefferson City, Missouri, and they were motivated to escape because of the brutal whipping of their minister, Robert Thomas Hickman, for visiting his wife and his son, who lived on a different plantation. And so with the help of the Underground Railroad, the Union soldiers, and the ship, the War Eagle, Hickman and the other former slaves escaped and eventually wound up in Minnesota and founded this great church called Pilgrim Baptist Church.
It is a remarkable story. And if I'll never forget the first time I walked in there and I saw the stained glass and I thought, oh, my gosh, look at this. Look at the images on this stained glass. I mean, I was in tears. I had never seen that in a church before. Do you still hear people talking about those images on the windows?
Definitely, yes. Those are also very special. In the stained glass windows on one side, those are images of previous pastors of Pilgrim. Mm. Also, there is an image of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. On the other side of the church, there are images that are various symbols of the church.
That's amazing. It is. Seriously, the first time I walked inside, I thought I was in a magical place. I had never seen that in a church before. And I know in Gary, Indiana, our church had a mural on the wall of Jesus with an afro, right? And the dark skin. And I always took that image in and I thought, okay, this is what I'm going to believe in. But at Pilgrim Baptist Church here in the great state of Minnesota in St. Paul, I could not believe my eyes when I laid my eyes on those stained glass windows. So if you don't do anything else, find a way to go to a service and hear the pastor, hear the music, feel the spirit, and please look at the stained glass windows. It is so important. So we are here tonight to talk about not just the history, but where you've been and where you are going. Can you tell us where the church is going now?
Well, right now, our current pastor is the Reverend Dr. Charles L. Gill. He is our pastor and our spiritual leader. And under Pastor Gill's 19 years of leadership, Pilgrim's Ministries support the well-being of the congregation and the surrounding community. So over the years, Pilgrim's activities have included community advocacy regarding the Minnesota Light Rail, hosting scout troops, sponsoring the Blessed Saints Teen Ministry, hosting a program for seniors that includes informational sessions and nutrition, hosting a chapter of Alcoholics Anonymous, sponsoring men and women's prison ministries, sponsoring a community garden, and awarding scholarships for higher education.
And, of course, you have all of these children that are so involved in the church as well with their parents and, you know, having those troops, the Girl Scouts and all of that. Was it Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts that you had there or still have, in fact?
Well, over the years, we've had both Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts currently. We have the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts. And that is another very special feature of Pilgrim Baptist Church.
Right.
Since the inception of the Scout Troop at Pilgrim.
Mm-hmm. And how many years have they been doing this?
It's over 30 years.
30 years. Bravo, darling.
Bravo.
Yeah. Oh, this is remarkable. Okay, we got to quickly go. I want to make sure that we mention the gala that is happening on June 24th, correct?
That is correct. We are going to have a celebration on Saturday, June 24th, and it's a banquet at the Hilton, the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport Hilton at 3800 American Boulevard. The meet and greet starts at 5:30, and the doors open at 6. For the adults, the tickets are $80. Children 12 and under, $40. And I can tell you that I attended the taste testing, and the meal choices are all very good.
Oh, my goodness. And, of course, Dr. McDavid is going to speak that night as well. It's going to be so much fun. A lot of music with my brother, Billy Steele. I'll be there emceeing. You do not want to miss this, you guys. Come on down to the Hilton over at the airport, because we're going to have a good time. So if you hear a lot of people singing and dancing and having a ball, yeah, that's all of us. Seriously. It's been a pleasure being on with you. Well, thank you, Althea.
You. Okay, thank you.
All right.
So much.
Have a good night. Good night, everyone. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.